Speaking, Spirit, move over me. Spirit, move over me. Holy Spirit, move. Holy Spirit, move now. Make my life all again. Make alive all again. All again. Spirit, move. Over all, oh, Spirit, move over us. Holy Spirit, Holy Spirit, move me now, move me now. Lord, make alive all again. Spirit, move over all. Oh, Spirit, move over us. Holy Spirit, move, Holy Spirit, move now, move now, make alive all again, Spirit, move. Over all, oh, Spirit, move. Over all, Holy Spirit, move. Holy Spirit, move now, move us now, make alive all again. Spirit, move. Spirit, move. Over all. Oh, Spirit, move. Oh, over all. Spirit, move, Holy Spirit, move us now, make alive all again. Spirit, move, Spirit, move, over all. Oh, Spirit, move over us. Spirit, move over us. Oh, Spirit, move over us. Beloved, this morning we need to begin to give God thanks. This is our last prayer session before the summit. As we stand for the summit, I want us to begin to give God thanks this morning. Father, we give you thanks for how you have been God, Lord, from Monday till Friday. Lord, you have been faithful. Thank you for holding our hands. Thank you, O God, for the spirit of prayer and intercession that you have released upon us as we come into your presence. Lord, we give you praise. De lustoso so prende de custoso. Den de lebre de bosuzia la prende de custode. De loto bosuzia le prende de bosuzo prende de custazate. Le custoso zia atua asuate. Endegege libus ote. Endegele brus oto otua atua. De custoso zia sa prende de suate. Esusia le mengre de vos susie, le mengre de vos susie. Enda calopo susia atua, tata le prene de vos susie. De custo zoso, zia le pe. Ende ge custote, en la prosso atua. Ende ge ge libus ote. Ende ge custoso, pronde ge ge libus ote. Istondo gogolica susia. Lord, we are grateful, O God. Bequato lo bobon prene custosose. Isopia atua, atua, atua. Delibus od, esusia. Zoprondegege custoso. Isopia atua, atua, atua. Endegege libus od, esu ato. Endegege libus ote, endegege libus ote, isopia atua atua, endegege libus ote, isopia atolobosi ate. Blessed be the name of the Lord, in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we have prayed. Amen. Hallelujah. The prayer summit is God's prayer platform that He has given to us in the Prevailing Church Network to serve the body of Christ. It is the delivery room of prayer where God's word is delivered by the spirit of intercession and the spirit of supplication. And as we come into the presence of the Holy God this morning, I only add a word even as I prepare for this moment. And I thought that is the only thing I would come with. But as I walk away from this altar for a few minutes, I hear the Lord begin to speak some more. The word of the Lord will say in the book of Isaiah, before Zion travails, she brought forth her children. Before Zion travailed, she brought forth her children. Before Zion travailed, she brought forth before her pain came. She delivered our children. Here is what God will have us focus on this morning. On the emphasis of travailing. before Zion travail. She brought forth her children before her pain came. She delivered. But God's word is pretty clear in Isaiah chapter number 66. Sorry, my computer is very slow. I'm talking and I'm trying to look at the scripture online. I'm trying to key in that scripture on my computer. Okay. Isaiah 66. The word of the Lord, help us to see why is it that Zion has to travail. Verse number 5-7 is where I'm going. It said, hear the word of the Lord, ye that tremble at his word. Your brothers, that is your brethren that hated you and that cast you out, for my name's sake said, let the Lord be glorified, but it shall appear to your joy, and they shall be ashamed. A voice of noise from the city, a voice from the temple, a voice of the Lord that rendered recompense to his enemies. They have scorned and scoffed and mocked Zion. So that you and I will understand why Zion was travailing and why the word of the Lord came to Zion. As we see God's word concerning Zion this morning, the word of the Lord said before Zion travail, she brought forth her children the sound of noise from the city, a voice from the temple, the voice of the Lord, who fully repays that is recompense his enemies. Before Zion travailed, she gave birth. Before her pain came, she delivered a male child who has had such a thing, who has seen such things. Shall the earth be made to give birth in one day, or shall a nation be born at once? For as soon as Zion was in labor, in travail, she gave birth to her children. And then the Lord shall I bring to the time of birth and not cause delivery, says the Lord. Shall I who cause delivery shut off the wound, says your God. Shall I who bring to the time of birth not cause delivery, says the Lord. Shall I who cause delivery shut off the wound, says your God. Then he says, rejoice with Jerusalem and be glad with her. All you who love her, rejoice for joy with her. All you who mourn for her, that you may feed and be satisfied with the consolation of her bosom, that you may bring deeply and be delighted with the abundance of her glory. And then the Lord begins to say what will happen in Zion. But one of the things that is critical is that it is impossible for a woman, unless they have their baby by cesarean, to deliver without labor, whether it is for a minute, whether it is for two, whether it is for hours, but every delivery is preceded by some kind of labor pain. And beloved, in the last 5 days, you have joined hands with me on this altar to see the kingdom of God come, to see the agenda of God established concerning the summit. In the previous verse, previous chapters, chapter 65, God begins to expose to us what it means to travail, and said to it, said about his own people who have not sought him. He said, I was sought by those who did not ask for me. I was found by those who did not seek me. I said, here I am to a nation that has not called by, that was not called by my name. I have stretched out my hands all day long to a rebellious people who walk in a way that is not good according to their own thoughts. A people who provoke me continually to my face, who sacrifice in gardens and burn incense on altars of brick, who sit among the graves and spend the night in the tombs, who ate swine, flesh, and broth of abominable things is in their vessel, who say, keep to yourself, do not come near me, for I am holier than thou. These are smoke in my noses, a fire and bones all the day. Behold, it is written before me, I will not keep silent, but will repay, even repay into their bosom, your iniquities and the iniquities of your fathers together, says the Lord, who have borne incense on the mountains and blasphemed me on the hills. Therefore, I will measure their former work into their bosom. Thus saith the Lord, as the new wine is found in the cluster, and one says, do not destroy it, for a blessing is in it, so will I do for my servant's sake, that I may not destroy them all. I will bring forth this descendant from Jacob and from Judah, and ear of my mountains, my neck shall inherit it, and my servants shall dwell there. And it begins to say, Sharon shall be a fold of floods, and the valley of Achor a place for us to lie down, for my people who have sought me. But you are those who forsake the Lord, who forget my holy mountain, who prepare a table for God, and who furnish a drink offering for many. And therefore I will number you for the sword, and you shall all bow down to the slaughter, because when I call, you did not answer. When I spoke, you did not hear, but did evil before my eyes, and choose that in which I do not delight. Zion was going through a season where people stopped seeking God. They were not temple, but they were not seekers of God. And God, which was the preceding, the people, certain people in Zion, has abandoned, beloved, doing what is right by seeking the face of the Lord. And therefore God said, I will make myself known to those who seek me. I will not abandon Jerusalem altogether, but for those who seek me not, God said, I will judge those who does not seek me. But when we come into Isaiah chapter number 66, God begins to talk about labor pain, laboring to deliver God's word. God gives us the grace to be able to hold on his hand. And when you look at the story of that Isaiah 65 was talking about, you want to look at 1 Kings chapter number 18. And you and I know that the whole nation, because of their king, have deviated from following the Lord. And beloved, they have been distracted. They have given their attention unto Baal. And beloved, they were personalities who had not sought the Lord. But this was still going on. And they appropriate the doings of God out of mercy. Beloved, to bow until Elijah came forth and said, if God is God, serve him. If Baal is God, then serve him. And Elijah called the fire down and said to the Most High God, let it be known that you are the one that sent me, and you called me to do what I'm doing, and turn the hearts of these people unto yourself. In the assignment that God gave us, more than the miracle, is that the heart of men must turn unto their God. That's why you and I saw, as the Spirit of the Lord descended in the upper room, as we saw yesterday, the first thing that became evident after the message of Peter, even before the miracle of the man at the beautiful gate of the temple, is that there was salvation of souls. The heart of man was drawn unto God. And they begin to say, what must we do in order to be saved? Every one of us argues, speaking in our own languages, glorifying God. We have never seen this before. What must we do in order to be saved? And you and I will also see that Paul will say that my sons in whom I travail until Christ be formed in you. My son in whom I travail. My children, of whom I traveled unto Christ be formed in you. And what was Paul doing? He was praying. Paul was talking about laboring. Paul was talking, he said, I travail to bring you to the kingdom. I also travail because, as you see, Paul saying that travailing means laboring. Paul says, I again. I feel pain of childbirth so that Christ may be formed in you. Make it a two times experience that the people must grow up, mature, and have Christ as the center of their life, having Christ formed in them. Here is what Paul was doing, was helping us to see that it is possible to be in church, to be part of the group, and never know Christ. So Paul will pray, labor in the word, and labor in the place of prayer so that the knowledge of Christ will be formed inside of every believer. He didn't say this is my first time of laboring. He said, I labor again. That implies that he had done it before, but Paul was doing what he has done before, again and again, so that the believer might understand why they have been enlisted in God. So when you are looking at Ephesians chapter number 1, Paul will say, I pray for you that the eyes of your understanding be enlightened so that you know the hope of your calling. And your inheritance in the saints. He established the fact that we don't know everything on the day we get saved. Even Jesus taught his disciples from Matthew chapter number 5, 6, and 7. But beloved, when Jesus came after resurrection, walking among them, Jesus who had walked with them for 3.5 years, they don't know him. Until he broke the bread with them, then their eyes opened and they knew him. So Paul saw this as a continuous labor, as a shepherd, as under God, as a servant of the Lord. Beloved, you will think that because of the labor, because God will talk about those who labor over you. Anyone who serve God in a place in the ministry labors in that place because God, when we come to a place of prayer, it's a place where you pray and you actually experience labor pain, because you are birthing purposes and you are giving birth to destiny, you are delivering also the manifestation of the word of God. But it is not what we do in our own, by our own self. Paul will say, I can do all things through Christ who strengthened me. My son, in whom I traveled again, until Christ be formed in you. If what needs to be, it is Christ, then it's going to mean that we will need the experience of the divine grace to be able to deliver and see Christ the way he does it. Beloved, Paul is telling us that there is no delivery without labor. Whenever you see Jerusalem mentioned, it is a place where God said, I put my name here. And whenever I am called, God said, I will rise, I will forgive, and I will heal the land. And I will to judge the enemies that rises up against God's people. So God can say in the Isaiah chapter number 66 verse 6, he said, what is all the commotion in the city? What is that terrible noise from the temple? It is the voice of the Lord taking vengeance against his enemies. Before the birth pains even began, Jerusalem gives birth to a son. Who has ever seen anything as strange as this? Whoever had or something? Has a nation been born in a day, in a single day, as a country ever come forth in a mere moment? But by the time Jerusalem birth pains begin, our children will be born. Will I ever bring this nation to the point of birth and not deliver it? As the Lord knows, I will never keep this nation from being born, says the Lord. Rejoice with Jerusalem, be glad with her, all you who love her and all you who mourn for her. Exposing to her, it said, drink deeply of her glory, even as an infant drink at its mother's comforting breast. This is what the Lord says, I will give Jerusalem a river of peace and prosperity. The wealth of the nations will flow to her. Our children will be not at her breast, carried in her arms and held on her lap. I will comfort you there in Jerusalem as a mother comforts her child. When you see these things, your heart will rejoice. You will flourish like the grass. Everyone will see the Lord's hand of blessing on his servants and his anger against his enemy. See, the Lord is coming with fire, and his swift chariots run like whirlwind. It will bring punishment and fury on his of his anger and the flame fire of his wrath. Rebuke, and the Lord will punish the world by fire and by his sword. It will judge the earth, as many will be killed by him. Those who consecrate and purify themselves in a sacred garden with its idol, in the center feasting on pork and rats and other detestable meats, will come to a terrible end, says the Lord. God is telling us that what he will do with the nation is depending on Zion. Zion's travail As soon as Zion travailed, God said, I will do what I ought to do, but nothing just happened. God is saying the travailing of Zion is critical to what God will do. Even in Zion also, which implies that, and you and I saw the travailing Zion in Acts chapter number 2, that as the people came together in one accord and they prayed, beloved, the Spirit of the Lord came down, the power of supernatural, the power of God that supernaturally enabled people, beloved, in order for them to be able to cry out unto God. And God answered. The word of the Lord said, before they call, I will answer. When they are yet speaking, God answer us, and God do for us over and above what we have expected to see done. In Isaiah 65, he said they didn't call. If they had known that before they call, I was willing to answer, and when they are yet speaking, God says, I will hear. The joy of calling is that we know that we are not calling in vain. So he will say in Isaiah 91:15, he said, he will call on me and I will answer him, and I will be with him in trouble, and I will deliver him and honor him. So God is looking for those who will come to the labor room of prayer and call upon him. And call upon the name of the Lord in spirit and in truth. And one of the things that we also need to know is that as we call upon him, he will show us what we do not know. And that is why the word of the Lord will say that to us in Jeremiah chapter number 33, verse 3. Call to me and I will answer you, and I will tell you great and mighty things which you do not know. I will show you great and mighty things which you have no way of figuring out by yourself. So as we come to the labor room tomorrow, beloved, God was saying to me, the very first word that he gave me, he said, as they pray, the place where they were praying, beloved, was shaken, and the Spirit of the Lord came upon them. The place where they were praying, where they gathered together, was shaken, and they were all filled with the Holy Spirit and began to speak the word of God with boldness. And Pentecost, they have experienced God. They had the Holy Spirit came down like a rushing mighty wind, filled the house where they were sitting, but it didn't happen until they prayed. All of them were filled with the Holy Spirit as the Holy Spirit descended upon them like a dove. The fire came from heaven and descended upon each one of them like a dove, beloved, and you and I saw that the Spirit of the Lord was in their midst and God was working with them. And beloved, and we saw salvation took place. They moved on, they began to see God doing it to any individual. The Peters, the Pauls, and wrought wonders among them that they actually saw them, they called them Christians because they see that they have been with Christ. Because everything that Christ did begins to find expression in their life. And John 14 verse 12 became true. Jesus said, greater works than this shall you do, those who believe, because I go unto my Father. When something, by the grace of God, we have seen the summit 11 months, 13 months of God working with us in the United Kingdom summit. But God is sent to us in order for us to go to the place we have never been. Beloved, we are going to go in the prayer, in the labor room, and speak into the life of the people this morning, commanding the release of the spirit of prayer and supplication. That is why Isaiah, Zechariah chapter number 12, verse number 10, God says, when he decided to judge the nations that rose up Jerusalem, he said, in that day, I will pour out on the house of David and the inhabitants of Jerusalem a spirit of grace and supplication, so that they will look on him whom they have pierced, and they will mourn for him as one mourns for an only son, and they will weep bitterly over him like the bitter weeping over a firstborn. In that day, he begins to say, these are the things that will take place in Zion. What does it mean to look to him? Is that Israel begin to look at God again as their only hope. And when you come to the labor room of prayer, we are saying, God, you are all that we need. You are all that we have. You are the one that can do the unimaginable, the unexpected. You are the one that can exceed our imagination. And you are the one that can exceed our expectation. And you are the one that we are trusting to do what only you can do. So this morning, what we are praying, we are holding the hands of the people that God is bringing to the summit. And we are saying to the Lord, let your fire fall and saturate every atmosphere. Lord, enter into every heart. Let the spirit of grace and supplication come upon the people. In the same way, when a lady goes to the labor room, the midwife will be saying to the lady, watch out, when your labor pain comes, that is the time to push. Pushing without labor pain is going to create a tear. And it means that the passageway to the liver, beloved, become wounded. But that is not the agenda of God. So, but until there is a spirit of grace and supplication, beloved, it is impossible to deliver the word. And that is why we are saying to the Lord, this morning, Father, Lord, we saturate the summit with your power and with your fire. Let the spirit of grace, the spirit of supplication, the spirit of supplication is the spirit of intercession. We are saying to the Father, let the spirit of grace and supplication be poured forth upon everyone that appear in Zion. Beloved, the prayer will not be monotonous. Prayer will not be burdensome. The prayer will be coming from the from the heart of men that are being led by the Spirit. Romans chapter number 8:26. The word of the Lord, that we do not always know how into us with glories that cannot be us. The Spirit of the Lord will give us the help that we need in the place of prayer. Number one, you understand what is in the mind of God. He understands what is also beloved God will be, which is talking about destiny, purposes of God for every man. It said, likewise the Spirit also helpeth our infirmities, our weaknesses, our abilities. For we know not what we should pray for as we ought, but the Spirit itself maketh intercession for us with groanings which cannot be uttered. The disciples were going into and they were asking Jesus, when are you going to restore power back, kingship back, dominion back unto us? But he said, tarry ye in Jerusalem until ye be endued with power. He didn't say until ye be able to get money, until you be able to get fame. He said, get power when you have the power of God. You have access in what to what it requires for you to dominate, for you to rule your world, which was the original intention of God. What is man that you are mindful of him, that you have made him a little lower than the angels, and you have crowned him with your crown of glory, and you have placed all things underneath his feet. Beloved, that is that you have given unto him dominion over everything that you have created. Beloved, in order for us to be able to dominate, beloved, our world, in order for us to be able to rise and fulfill destiny without intimidation, we need the endowment of power. And power answers, beloved, where there is prayer. So we are standing. You are holding my hands today. And we are saying, Lord, let your fire of intercession from heaven, let your fire of supplication, let the grace, Lord, to hold on to the hand of the Lord. Let it descend as we come together. Oh, know your word. Oh, know your name. Lucy Inge Kutoso Zia Tuate. Ella Pio Othruso Zia. Ende Kekuto Oso Zia. Zeproto Reke Kutoso. Father, honor your word. Li Onde Kekutoso. Isopia Atu Azo. Onde Kekutoso. Lord, start with me. Say, Lord, start with me. Release upon me the spirit of intercession, the grace of supplication. Lord, let the fire of intercession, Lord, that cannot be manipulated, controlled by man, that cannot be resisted or opposed. Let the wave of your spirit, Lord, sweep through the summit tomorrow, Lord. Let the spirit of intercession, let the spirit of supplication, let the grace required, Lord, to press into your presence, Lord, to lay hold of your counsel, to give birth to your will, lo uso pi atua atuate, ende gege libros ote, let it descend upon the gathering together of the prevalence in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus. Isopia atua atuate, ende gege libros ote, ende gege libros ote, isopia atuate. We are standing for the nation. Therefore, my Father, we are standing for the body of Christ. We are standing for families, Lord, to see destiny delivered. Lord, it is not by might. It is not by power. By my spirit, saith the Lord. Unless the Lord builds up the house, the laboring vain that build it. Father, build your house. Let the spirit of intercession, let the grace for supplication be released upon us in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus. It's up here unto us. On the Libros Ode. It's up here unto us. It's up on the Kutoso. ist so pia as gesagt, ist so pros gesagt, ist so pia as gozo, ist so protogosia, ende gelibris ose, le qua as to us, let every situation that the people come with be converted to prayers, Lord, that will bring forth the manifestation of your glory, the manifestation of your power. For the word of the Lord says, my hours shall be called the hours of prayer for all nations. Lord, we fire will fall beyond the necrosis, the divine fire of God for intercession. Illumine unto us, or for supplication, Lord. It's on go to Gazate. It's a pronde to Zote. It's a pia atuazo. And the Galibus Ote. It's a pia atuko Zote. It's a proto go Zote. It's a pia atuazo. And the Galibus Ote. Mequa ata atuazo. On the Galibus Ote. It's a pia atuazo. On the Gagalibus Ote, and the Gagalibus Ote, and the Gacusoto, also Ato, on the Gagalibus Ote, Isopia Atuazo, on the Gagalibus Ote, Isopia Atuazo, on the Gagalibus Ote, Isopia Atuazo. Lord, we ask that the spirit of supplication, the grace of intercession descended by fire upon the gathering of your people, O God, in love and good to us of the ato, le qua atu ato, on the gagalibus ote, and the gagalibus ote, in sopia atu ate, and the gagalibus ote, lo qua atu ato, on the gagalibus ote, Isopia atua atuate, esso proto cocusote, Isopia atuate, let the fire of intercession, the grace of supplication, the sand, the sand, Isopia atua atuate, elapio otroso, the Lord might go out from Zion, and the word of the Lord from Jerusalem is to be atua aso tue, endege ke kuto oso, eso prondege ke libris ote, isopia atua aso, ondege ke libris ote, isopia atugo zote, iso prondege ke tu zote, isopia atua aso, let the spirit of grace and supplication, let the anointing and the fire of the Holy Spirit required to come to the never room and deliver, Lord, in Zion, the word of the Lord. Let it be released, let it be released upon the gathering together of the saints in Zion, in Sophia, Atuazo, on the Gagalibus Ode, in Sophia, Atuazo, on the Gagalibus Ode. Isopia atuata, leklekuto osotua, endegege libris ote, isopia atuata, endegege libris ote, isosi innekotu gazate, isoprondegege libris ote, isopia atuazo, ondegege libris ote, isopia atuado, ella pedro susiato, ostoso, istoso, 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 ilomacuzaza di alepre nene cusote, iso prondege che libus ode, iso pia atuazo, ondege che libus ode, iso pia atuate, endege che libus ode, iso pia atuazo, endege che libus ode, Isopia atuato, on the Gagalibus Ote, Isopia atuato, on the Gagalibus Ote, Isopia atuate, and the Gekutoso, Isopia atu ate. Entegeke libus ote. Isopia atu gozo. Isopro ntegeke libus ote. Isopia atu azo. Onteke custoso. Isopia. Mendo lo vasidito. Onde che cutoso sia libro nogoso sia tuasa, zepreto, so sia tuase. Lord, we decree that the atmosphere of the summit will not be conducive for PLS, intolerable for wearinesses and weaknesses from lack of participation in the labor room of prayer. I decree in the name of Jesus, the atmosphere of God at the summit is no longer conducive, Lord, to those who come to mark the time and watch. Others want to pray. I arrest the spirit of prayerlessness. I arrest the spirit of weaknesses and wearinesses. I arrest the power and the dominion of sin over anyone that comes to the summit. Lucy in the Licapatuazo. Oh, take a cutoso, see a is on the libus ode, is a pia atuato, on the libus ode, is a pia atuate, is a pia atongo suziate, a shed of this, make the environment conducive for the move of your spirit. Lord, as you take a hold of every man, Lord, to begin to move by your spirit, Lord, to hold on to the honor that all the world in the delivery room of prayer, Lord, for the release of the spirit of grace and intercession, the otua penongle kutoso, isopre dene kustos of the ato, on degege libros ode, isopia atuazo, on degege libros ode, ende kuta aza, ende ge kutoso, isopia atuaze, ela pio otroso, isopia atuaza, ende ge ge kutoso si atua, ende ge ge libros ode, isopia atuazo, onde ge ge libros ode, isopia atuazo, isto onde ge ge libros ode, isopia atuaze, ende ge ge libros ode, isopro onde ge ge libros ode, isopia atuazo, isopia atuaza, ne clostro dosi atua, ela prosus atua, onde ge ge libros ode, isopia atuazo, onde ge ge libros ode, it is not by might, it is not by power, by your spirit, O God, pour forth your spirit upon us, isus atuazo, onde ge ge libros ode. Beloved, when Jabesh needed to have a change in destiny, he cried out unto the Lord. Beloved, we are going to say, when the disciples, they want a change, they want the kingdom to be restored, they want to be able to come out of timidity and be able to rise and sail on the journey of destiny. Beloved, they prayed and they were empowered for their destiny race. When Jesus was going to begin his ministry, he went to the pool in Matthew chapter number 3, beloved, for Bob to be baptized by John. And the word of the Lord said, while he was being baptized and prayed, his heaven opened and the Spirit of the Lord and the Father began to confirm and approve him. He said, this is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased. Lord, here open the heaven. Lord, let the spirit of grace and intercession, Lord, release in a unique way such as we have never seen before, over and above what we have ever known in each of the 13 months of summit. Lord, my Father, Lord, move from the pulpit to the pew. Lord, move sideways, walk, Lord, through the aisle. Lord, encapsulate, Lord, the summit with your glory. Let your fire fall. Let your presence be made known. Let the spirit of grace and supplication come upon every instrument of work. unto us. Oh, negative souls, unto us. Is appear unto us. Is upon negative souls. Lequat. On the gekusot, li aqua atuas, the pri atua, the plonga to guzot, for your spirit upon all flesh, Lord, upon all men, from the beginning to the end, Lord, let your fire fall, consuming fire of God for intercession. Lord, let it be released. Oh God, my Father, the Lord that answered by fire. Lord, let your fire fall upon the summit, upon the ministers, upon the ministries, upon, oh God, every soul that you bring. The atuas that be also in so prenegekutoso. Oh, negege libros also. And negege kutoso. Ilapio unto us. Isopia negalikros to us. Isopro negege libros also. And negege kutoso piato. On the gelibus of is up to us. Lord, let there be active waiting, active prayer, law session continually. Also, the beyond the Galicus Ato. Also, prone the Gekutos of the Atuate. And the Gekuto of the Art. And the Gelibus Ode. Is up here Atuazo. On the Gelibus Ode. Is Susia Atuate. And the Gekusote. Is up here Atuazo. On the Gelibus Ode. Is up here Atuazo. On the Gelibus Ode. Is up here Atuazo. On the Gelibus Ode. Lequazo. On the Gelibus Ode. And the Gekusoso. Otuate. And the Gekutoso. Is Zosa Apioto. On the Gelibus Ode. Is up here Atuazo. On the Gelibus Ode. Is up here Atuate. El Apio Otuazo. On the Gelibus Ode. Is up here Atuate. El Apio Otuate. And the Gekutoso. On the Gekustos Osiate. Il Bokusto Oza. Lord, we ask that you will create room in the heart of every man, Lord, for the presence of your spirit. Repose over to Guzo Ode. Is up here Atuate. El Apio Otrozo. On the Gelibus Ode. Is up here Atuazo. On the Gelibus Ode. Is up here Atuazo. Is up here Atuazo. Lord, I prophesy this morning against every spirit of prayerlessness. Is up here Atuazo. Psalm 65 verse 2. It is really all doubt that hearest prayer. Unto thee shall all men come. All flesh come. You are sent this morning. Let every flesh, let every man, let every woman come unto God that hear a prayer, Lord, with a desire, Lord, to press in into God. In lobby and sword. It is written in Isaiah chapter number 2, verse 2. It said, the Jerusalem, the house of the Lord, Zion shall be built upon the highest of the mountain, and all the nations of the earth shall flow into it. We are said to the Lord, let there be a flow of nations, a flow of people that come into your presence, taking hold of the spirit of prayer and intercession, the grace, oh God, to seek deliverance, the word of the Lord given unto us in this commission, the undecuta azo, undecutoso, endecutoso, ziale prendene cusote, endecute libus ote, isopia atuazo, undecute libus ote, endecute libus ote, isopia atuazo, isopia atrone gecusote, endecute libus ote, isopia atuazo. Ella pia otuate, Endegagalibris ode. Illa mangrosus iatua. Lequa atuate. Lord, kindle the fire of intercession. Release the fire of prayer. Lord, in the heart and in the life of every soul that comes to Zion. Lusopia atuato. O endegagalibris ode. Isopi atuate. Beloved, we are sent to the Lord. The spirit of enough is enough. When the spirit of enough is enough is poured upon Jabesh, it demanded a church. Beloved, he cried out unto the Lord, oh, that you will bless me indeed, enlarge my territory. Let your hand be upon me, that I may not cause pain. The Lord added, Jabesh became more honorable. Beloved, he was tired of pain. He was tired of problems. He was tired of being a victim of circumstances, object of ridicule. Beloved, we are said to the Lord, Lord, release upon us the spirit of enough is enough that makes us to pray until something happens. The andokuso and the kekutozo. It's a prondeke kutozo. Endegege libus ode. Isopia atuazo. Ondegege libus ode. Isopia atuazo. Ondegege libus ode. Isopia atuazo. Ilomakuaza. Beloved, we are sent to the Lord. Let there be destiny crying. The cry of destiny by faith. Let it be performed. Let the spirit of grace to pray, oh God, Lord, for the release of the manifestation of the power to run and obtain the destiny results as ordained and prepared by God. Is up here to us.
Begin to open the eyes of the blind, causing the
them to us, raising the dead unto the unfaithful. Beloved, manifested. Beloved, as the good news unto the poor. Beloved, the miracles that are in that shape, the miracles of provision, the miracles of salvation were taking place because Jesus has gone to the level room of prayer, has spent this time with the Most High God. He had understood, was able to bring it forth. Therefore, we are saying, Lord, as we gather at the summit, oh God, prepare us for what you have prepared for us. Lord, let the heaven open. Lord, give us access to the doings of God in the heaven, that the kingdom of God, the power of God, the rulership of God, the dominion of God, Lord, will be enforced on the earth. Lord, let the eyes of our understanding be enlightened. Lord, open our eyes, oh God, to see the deeds and the doings of the Most High God concerning the summit. Let your tangible presence be known. Let your tangible presence be felt. Lord, that we make the sinners to begin to repent and to be converted. Lord, give us Pentecost experience, Lord, on the 19th of March and all the summits in the UK and across the nations of the earth. Lord, give us Pentecostal experience. Give every participant an encounter. Turn it to an encounter moment. Make it an encounter moment. Lord, turn it to an encounter moment for individual.
And they shall prophesy,
and the Spirit of the Lord will come upon thee, and thou shalt prophesy with them, and thou shalt be torn into another man. He has just recently experienced defeat. He has just recently wandered and experienced, beloved, lack of achievement, because what he set out to do, he had not obtained. Beloved, he has just gone through a season of frustration where nothing has happened. But beloved, with an encounter with a prophetic word of the Lord, beloved, something that was already on the inside of him, he had already had the gifts and the graces of prophecy he had never tapped into. The destiny instrument he had never tapped into. His change moment. But beloved, when he had, because the anointing on that day, beloved, it is, beloved, the Spirit of the Lord, when the oil is poured upon David. 1 Samuel chapter number 16, verse number 13, the Bible says, and the Spirit of the Lord came upon him from that day forward. The word of the Lord. But when Samuel opened his book, he said, do you see what this means? When he took the flask of oil, and beloved, points upon Saul and said, and kissed him. He said, do you see what this means? God has anointed you, priest over the people. The anointing gives you rulership. It gives you governmental authority. The anointing gives you ability to rule and reign. This was a man that failed just a minute ago. This was a frustrated man. This was a man that was unachieved, unattended. He said, this sign will confirm God's anointing of you as priest over his inheritance. After you leave me today, as you get closer to your own country of Benjamin, you will meet two men near Jerusalem. They will say, the donkeys you went to look for are found. There was recovery, anointed for rulership. Anointed for recovery. Anointed that terminates frustration. Anointed that terminates defeat. That anointed on that day, beloved, terminate non-achievement. Beloved, and he said, the donkey you went to look for are found. Your father has forgotten about the donkeys and is worried about you ringing this. His hand quite beside himself, leaving. There you will arrive. So it became, beloved, an important personality. Even a desire for his own father. With boy who had never lived up to his name. The word of the Lord said in Genesis chapter number 2 verse 19. Everything that Adam called and everything that was created by God, that was their name thereof. They answered to their name. But Saul had never answered to his name. And then he said, living there you will arrive at the oak of Tabor. There you will meet three men going out to worship God. And better, one will be carrying three young goats, another carrying three sacks of bread, and the third a jug of wine. They will say, hello, how are you? And offer you two loaves of bread, and which you will accept. If beloved begins to enjoy favor, men begin to give to him. And he said, next you come to Gibeah of God, where there is Philistine garrison. As you approach the town, you will run into a bunch of prophets coming down from the shrine, playing harps and tambourines, flutes and drums, and there'll be prophets, and before you know it, the Spirit of God will come on you, and you will be prophesying right along with them. gifts and graces that was inside of him was activated. Beloved, there was a stirring of giftings. The Spirit of God came upon him. The gifts that was dormant inside of him were activated. Beloved, all because of what a is that whatever job he said, you will prophesy with that and you will be transformed. You will be a new man. It becomes a terminating end for everything that represents the past. His past history became eliminated. He became a new man. Beloved, the word of God is a transformation engine of God. Beloved, he said, when we behold him, we will become like him. Beloved, we are changed from one level of glory unto another. He begins to discover himself, discover his destiny. And the word of the Lord said, when these confirming signs are accomplished, you will know that you are ready. Whatever job you are given to do, do it. God is with you. He has, by this unction, by this anointing, he develops skills. By this anointing, he develops the ability for success. By this anointing, beloved, he operates in wisdom. Wisdom is saying it allows you to know what to do in every season. He said, whatsoever you are given to do, do it, for God is with you. It established the presence of the Lord. The power to make a headway. The power of God to achieve results. Beloved, and he said, God is with you. So he has the promise, he has the presence, he has the power, the ability to rule, the ability, the grace of divine recovery. Frustration, defeat, not achievement. Beloved, he turned into a favorable man that all other favors. Beloved, it begins. It was a completely new man. Beloved, it was a change, man. Leondike kusuzo pi atua, el lopio otuazo, ondege kutozo zi atuaze. Beloved, people met him, and when he begins to prophesy, they said, his son also, among the prophets. We know him before he's a change, man. It was like the man who was born blind, that when his eyes opened, everybody was saying, was it this way? Said, it was me. They asked his parents, they said, he can speak for himself. Beloved, the man said, I was a beggar before. I was a blind man before, but now I see. I want us to say, Lord, release the enough spirit. Lord, that terminate the quitting spirit. Lord, in the life of man, let there be a transformation of life by encounters with you at the summit tomorrow. In the mighty name of the Lord Jesus, in Sophi Atuazo, on the Gekatuzo Ziato, Lengusto Ziato, on the Gekalibus Ote, in Sophi Atuazo. Those who had previously not saw, they saw him prophesying with the prophet. They were totally surprised. What's going on here? What has come over Saul? Over Saul, son of Kish. How on earth did Saul get to be a prophet? One man spoke, beloved, up and said, who started this? Where did these people ever come from? That all the same God started. Saul among the prophets. Who would have guessed? Beloved, the best of God. any nation. We are saying, Lord, move among us. Let the divine encoding of God inside of every man for destiny, Lord, let it begin to find expression. Lord, turn everyone in Zion, Lord, to another man. Lucy Ike Kuto Ose, Isopia Atuate, Endegege, Isopia Atuazo, Ondegege Libus Ose, Isopia Atuate, Elapia Atuaza. Change every zero destiny to hero destiny. Change every man. According to your destiny plan, quicken our spirit man. Lord, share of the divine, even release of your grace. Lord, from the earth and the lives of men. Isopia atuate, endege kutoso, isopro tukuzataya, lengre kusoto, usopia atuate, endege ke librus oote, esusia atuato, ondege ke librus oote, isopia atuato, ondege ke librus oote, isopia atuate, endege ke librus oote, elapia atuato, ondegege libris ote, isopia atuate, endegege libris ote, isopia atuate, isopia atuate, ilobakutaza, endegekusote, isopia atuate, isoprondege kulobros ate, isopia atua, ondegege kutose, elaproso tuate, endegege libris ote, Isopia atuate, Isopia atuate, Elapia otroso, Ondege kusate, Istosofia, Ilopia atuate, Endege libus ote, Isopia atuate, Elapia otruso di atua, Endege kutoso, Ondege libus ote, Isopia atuato, Ondege kutosa, in the mighty name of Jesus. Beloved, as a result of the people coming to the summit, everyone must locate their Samuel. Samuel are the kingmakers. Samuel are the personalities that give platform for our flourishing. First Samuel are the personalities, beloved, that make room for the kings to get on the throne. Beloved, the Samuel can be Samuel of a man, of a prophet, or Samuel of an opportunity that will cause the best of God. Beloved, the anointing and the grace that must release us into our destiny. You have said to the Lord, start from me because you have come to lay all the, even on the arm of the other, on behalf of other men. You have said, Lord, remember this sacrifice. Lord, convert it to divine connectivity with the grace, with the anointing, with the unction. Lord, with the Paul to my Timothy, with the Moses. Lord, to my Miriam, with the Moses. Lord, that will give me platform and opportunity. Lord, that will cause the grace gift of God in me to manifest. That will cause me to have unction, anointed, to have my destiny recovered. The anointed to rule. Lord, the anointed of God that terminate frustration, that changed me from a defeated foe to become a successful man, that changed me from a non-achiever to become one that abundantly achieve excellent result, indescribable result, result that cannot be blamed on any man, that will transform me from being a timid person to be bold. For those that know their God shall be strong and do exploits. Lord, the Andugasuat that caused me to change from being the one that depends on others to become an instrument of change. Lucy Equa Atuzote, Elapio Otuazo, Le Etruna Augusto Zosia, because God has not called the house of Jacob to serve him in vain. You have said to the Lord, remember my sacrifice. Usopia nobody ever knew before we saw Elijah emerge on the face of that nation in that season. Nobody ever knew about him. His name was never mentioned anywhere else apart from 1 Kings 17. Beloved, that was the beginning of things for him. In the same way that you have seen that David was forgotten, nobody remembered him. Even his own father forgot him. But God found him out. And the word of the Lord said concerning us, we shall be like a city that is set upon the hill that cannot be eaten. He said nobody can light a candle and put it under the bushel. There is a divine code of destiny in you that is waiting to manifest in a greater light. Even if your destiny has been having expression, God was speaking unto John in the book of Revelation chapter number 4. He said, come up higher that I might show you the things that must take place after these. You are saying, Lord, by these encounters and appointments that I will keep and that the prevailers will keep tomorrow, Lord, usher me to the next levels in my destiny realization, in my destiny reward, in my destiny pursuit, in my destiny reward, in my destiny result, in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, usher me, usher me, usher the prevailers, usher every participant, Lord, at the summit, usher us as a commission, Lord, to the next levels in our destiny pursuit, in our destiny reward, in our destiny result, in our destiny achievement, in our destiny realization, in our destiny profit, in our destiny gain, Lord, in our destiny. Oh God, advancement of the kingdom of God on earth. Lord, change our levels, oh God. In the mighty name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we have prayed. In the mighty name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we have prayed. Beloved, can you begin to thank God even for this session? Thank God. I thank God for your life. Thank God for making us an instrument, even in His presence this morning, to usher in His desire, Lord, even for the summit and for every participant. Lord, I thank you for your sons and your daughters that hold my hand like Aaron and all else on the hand of Moses. Lord, as they hold my hand in the place of prayer, as together, Lord, we look up unto you. Thank you for releasing the spirit of grace and supplication, Lord, upon us. Thank you for the fire of your Holy Spirit. Thank you because as we have called, you have answered us. Therefore, you will show us great and mighty things that we do not know of. Lord, thank you because secret things belong to God and those that are revealed belong to us and our children, that we might do the works of the Lord. Thank you for divine revelation tonight. Thank you for divine illumination. Thank you for the divine wisdom of God, the grace of God to know what to do in every season of life that you have poured out upon us and upon, Lord, the summit. Therefore, my Father, I decree and declare, Lord, in agreement with the brethren, with the saints this morning, Lord, that the spirit of prayer and supplication, the fire of intercession, will descend upon the summit, Lord, upon to the Park Marriott Hotel and Covenant Club. I charge you by the power in the name of Jesus that you are conducive for the move of the Holy Spirit as the saints of God come into the presence of the Holy God. Therefore, you will, that environment is conducive, Lord, for the word of God is conducive to release even divine energy in a place of prayer. every spirit of distraction, to every spirit even of distortion, to every spirit of wearinesses and weaknesses, in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus. Lord, I arrest every prayer-killing spirit, every prayer-wearing spirit, every prayer, even a prayer-delayed spirit, in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus. Therefore, I decree and declare that one many will say unto another, let us go to the house of the Lord, that we might seek his face. Lord, I command every soul that appears in Zion as a servant, they become a God seeker, not a man seeker, not a faith seeker, not a seeker of themselves, not a seeker of their own self-will, but they will become seekers of the will of God. Therefore, I decree and declare, the kingdom of God come upon the summit. The will of God shall be done. Lususi atua ato. On degeka tuzote. Esusi atua atotua. Lord, that every soul will come with expectancy. Isopi atua atua ato. On degeka libusote. Isopi atua ato. Lord, as we come into your presence, I declare and decree every evil trend of not in any life be terminated. Every satanic evil trend of non-realization of destiny is terminated. Every evil trend of non-resource available for the rest of destiny, I command it to be terminated. Every evil trend that torn any man to become a casualty in the race of destiny, I command it to expire in the name of Jesus. I decree and declare any problem, whether spiritual, physical, whether financial or mental, whether career-wise or in business, Lord, that is assigned by the enemy, Lususi Ikekuato, against any prevailer, whether it is sickness or shame, whether it is sorrow or grief, I command those satanic, demonic, architected problems to expire now in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus. In Sophie Atua, Atua, Odege Kosusia, Lord, I decree and declare any demonic wolves among the sheep, I command their exposure. I decree and declare that the summit shall not be tolerable to satanic agents, to demonic higher hand and higher leader in the name of Jesus. Therefore, I declare any dark words done under the covering of darkness against individuals, against the summit, I command them to be exposed and nullified in the mighty name of Jesus. Usopi atuazo. I speak into every oppressor assigned against the summit, against the individual participant. I command their retreat into defeat. I command their retreat into destruction. I command their retreat into failure. I command their retreat into obscurity in the mighty death. That because of destiny failure, destiny defeat, destiny destruction, destiny opposition, destiny harassment in the life of anyone on this altar this morning, and in the life of those that will be at the summit, in the life of those that were connected even to this commission, I decree and declare, be broken by the power and the mighty name. Command and outpouring of the spirit of grace and supplication, the unction to function and be released into destiny without fail. Lususe epioso, on de decutoso, ziatuate, leke kuto osu ziatua. Lord, as we stand in the place of prayer, Lord, in the labor room of prayer, I command the release of the divine power of God that converts every breakdown destiny to break. Sophia atuazo. Oh, tegege libris ose. In Sophia atuazo. Enteke kutoso. Lord, I declare none shall assist and support any satanic power, demonic enemy, in a fight against the prevailers, in a fight against the prevailers' church network, in a fight against the prevailers' church network, United Kingdom Summit, in the mighty name of Jesus. Therefore, I decree and declare, let the atmosphere and the environment in Canada, into the Barbarous Hotel in England, begin to be conducive, Lord, for the prevailers, ushered into their destiny, in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus, in Sophia Atuazo. Then let me acquire Azuzia, on the Gagalibus, in Sophia Atua Azuzia. Lord, let there be encounters with God, every aspect of ministry. Lord, let it release divine encounters for all God, every soul that appear in Zion. Lord, that no good thing shall you withhold from them that walk uprightly. In the name of Jesus, therefore, all doubt that's yet in secret, and you make your reward open before all men. Reward every man that stand, every woman that stand in your presence this morning. Lord, is seeking your face. Lord, on behalf of the servant, Lord, reward them with what money can buy and what money cannot buy. Reward them with unction and with grace. Reward them with destiny, realization, and favor. Reward them with victories. Reward us, oh God, even this morning. Lord, we change your story with favor. Lord, we change up levels. Lord, in the realization of destiny, reward us, oh God, according to your word. Therefore, I decree and declare, we shall no longer plan for another to have it. We shall no longer build for another to live it. Therefore, the Lord shall satisfy us with long life and show us his salvation. It will be an enemy to our enemy. The weapon that is formed for you against us shall prosper. Every tongue that rises up against us, they are condemned. In the mighty name of Jesus, Lord, I decree and declare that your tangible presence will be known in our lives more than ever before. Lord, as we lay down to sleep tonight, our dream shall not become a nightmare. Lord, we will lay down and sleep and hear your voice in the night season. Say, this is the way. Walk in it, in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus. In Sophie Atuazo. Oh, negege libros ose. Esusia Atuazo. Oh, negege libros ose. In Sophie. Oh, negege tus ose. In Sophie Atuazo. Oh, negege libros ose. In Sophie Atuazo. Neleke tus ose. In Sophie and Dukeke libros ose. In Susia Atua Azotwe. Endegege kutuzo. Oh, negege libros ose. Indege kutuzo sia. Lord, we lift up the 5 a.m. and the covenant partners meeting from 9 o'clock unto you, O God. Lord, let your heaven be open over the gathering together of your saints continually in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus. Lord, establish your kingdom, Lord, in every prayer session. Lord, let your will be done in the name of Jesus. Lord, refresh, renew, re-energize, re-equip. Lord, as we come into your presence, let the place of your feet be glorified in the mighty name of Jesus. Let testimonies begin to emerge. Let souls be saved. Lord, let there be a turnaround for every soul that appears in Zion. In the mighty name of the Lord Jesus, let none go back empty-handed. In the mighty name of Jesus, Lord, I bless my covenant partners today. I bless everyone that serve you, Lord, in this commission. I bless Pastor Ayo, Pastor Remy, Pastor Babajide, all the people, oh God, that you have used in this commission, that you continue to use. I bless all my fathers in the Lord, Lord, the encouragers of destiny. Lord, I bless the covenant fathers, Lord, that serve you in this commission today with the blessing of the heaven above, with the blessing of the earth beneath. Lord, I bless them today with the blessing of the woman that of the breast. Therefore, I decree that their dreams, their goals, and their destiny is released into its fulfillment in the mighty name of Jesus. Therefore, anything that cannot stand against God is not permitted to stand against my fathers in the Lord, against my covenant partners, against the ministers that serve you in this place, against those, oh God, that lay hold on the honor of the altar continually, against those that give, against those that pray, against those who serve, Lord, behind the scenes, against those, Lord, who stand for righteousness in this commission. Lord, I command their heaven open. Lord, take on their battle. Lord, fight for them. Lord, secure the Lord. The rod of the wicked shall not fall upon the line that is allotted unto the righteous, but the Lord shall cause his face to shine upon us. The Lord shall give us rest continually in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus. Therefore, a laborer is worthy of his hire. Lord, therefore, I command a double portion of divine grace of God upon our lives. In the mighty name of Jesus, Lord, that you will remember the good that we have done in your house unto your people, and you will reward every man according to what they have done in the body. In the name of God the Father, the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, in Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen, 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 amen. Now unto you, the Ancient of Days, the Lion of the Tribe of Judah, my Father, who gave me a privilege and honorable opportunity, Lord, to serve you as I serve your people. Lord, you are the word that I speak. You are the word that you express yourself to the agency of my life and of my mouth. Lord, you are the one that perform your word unto your servant, execute your word that you have given me to declare. You are the one that performs to perfection every one of your word without fail. Lord, you are the one that we yet do today exceedingly abundantly above all that I ever think or imagine by the power of your Spirit that is at work in us. Lord, unto you I give glory. Unto you I give